Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Never dead, connected, no, no. In his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Can you sing with me this evening? Can I hear you sing it? Sing it with me. Come on, say it.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. a great day in the morning.
Yes, Lord.
Brother Randy.
Yes.
And all the listeners, how everybody doing this morning?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, we here, Brother Nutty. We here gathered again.
Oh, yeah.
On one occasion, I want to lift his name up. If you know if his name be
oh,
yeah. He was the all-man in this day.
Yes, he will.
As I said everybody, we didn't do nothing so great that we worthy to be here again for another day. So we got to live every
all
day.
Right.
Every second, every minute,
but
like it's our last.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know, it's gonna be a little while today. We're gonna pray for Brother Eric. He's gonna be out for a while. He's gonna be listening. He just ain't gonna be able to talk. Prayers and we pray. Matter of fact, Rand, let's get a prayer going this morning because we get to get it this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start out with a prayer.
Oh, yeah. Come on, brother. Come on with it. Come on.
I want everybody to hold just a second. Let me get out this driveway. And I'm going to say this here. I want everybody by the head. I just want everybody to just say thank God for waking us this morning. Thank God for just watching over us. I want to thank God. Just bless the world. Just, you know, cover the world. Cover every sick and shed in. Cover me. Cover my family. Cover this these people listening to this show, listen to the word. You know, I don't know where we're gonna go today, but we're gonna try something. We're gonna try to get this word out. This God, you know, but we don't know. God, you know before, you know the beginning and the end. You the Almighty. God, just bless us. Bless the world. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen, my brother. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You know, Brother Nutty, you know, it's just the Holy Spirit that moves in us, man. Because that's what I want to talk about today, is the people of our land. The people of
land,
the people around us, the people that we around every day, the people that we associate with every day, the people in our land. My. People in our land. You know, we know.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's some things that's going on around us, you know, with disasters and famine on the land and diseases going around us, and, you know, things around us. We just want to talk about and pray for the people of our land today. My.
Yes, sir.
My. And first and foremost, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you as humble as we can this morning, Lord. Thank you again for another day. Lord, we ask that you touch us in the mighty way. Touch each and every man and woman under the sound of my voice, Father God. Help them to understand your word this morning, that it don't fall on deaf ears, Lord. Help them to use it in their everyday lives, Lord, as we walk by faith and not by sight. We lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways we shall acknowledge you, Lord. We ask that you direct our path, Father God. You said in your word, Father God, that if your people were called by your name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek your face, Father God, that you will heal the land. Oh, well, we're seeking you this morning, Lord. We ask that you touch our land today, Lord. We ask that you touch the people around us, that you touch us, Father God, right now. Help us to serve and worship, Father God. Help us to help somebody today, Father God. Help us to speak words of encouragement to somebody today. Not speak down on nobody, Lord. Just speak words and encouragement. Speak life over somebody today, Father God, because we know that you are able and we know that you will, Lord. So I'm praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus that the meditation of my mind, the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, I'm praying that you just let it flow off my tongue like the rivers of living water. I'm praying, Father God, that you touch each and every man and woman under the sound of my voice, Father God, that they get knowledge, wisdom, and understanding your words today, Father God. Have your way. Remove anything that's not in your liking right now. Remove it right now. Move right now. Move right now. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We just love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. And we ask that you just be in the midst with us right now. Touch Brother Eric, Father God. Help him to be with us, Lord, as we know he may not be vocal this morning, Father God, but I know he's here with us in spirit, Father God. So, I'm praying for my brother this morning, Lord. I'm praying, Lord, that he can just be with us in spirit this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, sir.
Brother Nutty, I want to talk a little bit about the people of our land this morning. People of our land. And I got a little prayer I'm going to tell you right here, sir. Listen to it. It says, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you to claim your promise. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, and require of necessity my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. We are your people, called by you, called by your name, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayers and moving by your spirit in our land. There are famines, earthquakes, floods, national disasters, and violence occurring. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, right now in our land, Lord. Men's hearts are failing them because of fear right now. It says, Lord, your son, Jesus, spoke of discerning the signs of the times with the Holy Spirit as our helper. We are watching and praying. My. We are watching and praying, my brothers. We deserve to humble ourselves before you, asking that your spirit of humility be released in us. Thank you for quiet and meek spirit, for we know that the meek shall inherit the earth. Listen to what it reads like, Brother Nutty.
Uh-huh.
It says, search us, O God. Listen to what it reads like, my brother. Search us, O God, and know our try us and know our thoughts today. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See if there's any wicked ways in us and lead us in the way everlasting. It says, forgive us our sins and judging improperly, complaining about and criticizing our leaders, brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, clean us, help me, Holy Spirit, and we will be clean. Wash us, and we will be whiter than snow. Our lips with cold from your altar, that we may pray prayers that avail as much for all men and women everywhere. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, Lord, we desire to release rivers of living water from the healing, for the healing of this nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. My brother.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about the people of our land this morning, the people around us this morning, a little bit if I can. My brother, it's going to be over in Psalms 57. I'm going to stop over here for a minute. I won't be long this morning. We're going to get it in, and we're going to let the Spirit have his way and get on out the way this morning, Brother Nutty.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Psalms 57. I'm starting at verse 1. Psalms 57, verse 1. Listen to what it reads like, my brother. We're going to talk about the people. Help me, Holy Spirit, in our land this morning. Listen to what the songwriter, as I call him. I call him the songwriter. Listen to what David was saying, what David was putting out here right now, Brother Nutty. It says, have mercy on me, my God. Have mercy on me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadows of your wings until the disaster has passed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There was something going on, there was something going on in the land around David at this time, Brother Nutty. It was something going on. Oh, and he was calling on the name of Jesus. He was telling the Lord to have mercy on him because it was disaster going on in the land.
Mm-hmm.
He said, put me under your wings, oh God. Help me, Holy Spirit. He told him, put me under your wings. Cover me. Give me shelter, oh God, until the disaster passes away. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Give me shelter, oh God, until the disaster passes away. Brother Nutty, you got to hear, brother. You got to hear David when he says, oh, God.
He's trying to be covered. He want to be covered.
Oh, hey. You owe something out, my brother. He said, give me shelter, oh God, until the disaster passes away. Listen what it read like, Nutty. He said, I cry out to God, Most High, to God, who vindicates me.
Mm-hmm.
He sends from heaven and saves me, Brother Nutty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He sends from heaven to save me, rebuking those who haughtily pursue me. God sends forth his love and his faithfulness. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I am in the midst of lions, Brother Nutty. I am forced to dwell amongst ravens, beasts, men who teeth and snares arrows, those whose tongues are sharp swords, Brother Nutty, who talk any kind of way to me. Oh, I'm a wild help me, Holy Spirit, my brother. I'm around people who talk. Oh, speak words. I just told you we got to speak life over each other. We can't speak them devastating words over each other. Cause I'm a firm believer. They lied to me when they said sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
That's the biggest story in the world, Randy. Because some words are real sharp, man. They'll pierce and they'll stay there and it'll hurt for a long time.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. They told me a lie when they told me that, my brother. They said, men whose teeth and snares are arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords, Brother Nutty. The words, that tongue, I'm telling you about that tongue. We're gonna talk about that another day. But that tongue is a bad joker. It said, listen what the songwriter was saying, Brother Nutty. It says, be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Spread a net for my feet. Oh, they try to trap me up, Brother Nutty. Oh, they spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen in it themselves. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, they dug the ditch for me, Brother Nutty, but they fell into their own self. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen what it read like. My heart, oh God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harps and lyres. I will awaken the dawn. My. I will praise you, Lord, amongst the nations. I will sing of you amongst the people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For great is your love, researching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reach to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. My. See, in Psalms 57, Brother Marty, David was telling us,
yes, sir,
about the people in our land, Brother Nutty, the people that's around us. Oh, I go back up to when he said the man's teeth are snares and arrows. And their tongues are like sharp swords, Brother Nutty.
Hey, them teeth like the wolves' teeth. The wolves, sharp teeth. They're hungry. They want to devour you.
My God. People of our land. My. You know I'm gone, Brother Nutty. I'm gone now. I'm gonna stop over in Luke chapter 21. Let me get over here. Luke chapter 21, and I'm gonna start at verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna start at 7. Listen, what is that? No, matter of fact, I'm gonna start at five. Listen, what is that? The destruction of the temple and signs of the end times, Brother Nutty. The destruction of the temple and signs of the end times. Listen, what we like. It says some of his disciples were remarking about how the temple was aboard with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But Jesus said, as for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down. Oh, because the temple, they was doing some things in the temple, buddy. That's another lesson for another day, though. Listen to what it read like. It says, teacher, they asked, when will these things happen? And what will be the signs that they are about to take place? He replied, it's written in red, Brother Nutty. Jesus replied, watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and the time is near. Do not follow them, he said, Brother Nutty. When you hear of war and uprising, do not be frightened. It says, these things must happen first. But the end will not come right away. My. Then he said to them, listen to what he said. Nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. There will be great earthquakes. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Famine and pestilence in virtuous places and fearful events and great signs from heaven. But before.
Oh, yeah.
All this, they will seize you and prosecute you, Brother Nutty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They will hand you over to side guys and put you in prison, and you will be brought before kings and governments, and all on account of my name. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And so you will bear testimony to me, he said. It says, but make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourself, Brother Nutty. Make up your mind beforehand. Don't worry about how you're going to defend yourself, he said. For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your advisors will be able to resist or contradict. My. He told us don't worry about it. Oh, because there's going to be some things. There's going to be some people that's trying to prosecute us and lock us away and do some things to us in these times, Brother Nutty. Oh, it sounds like right about now.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be some people that's going to try to contradict us and lead us into the wrong thing. He said, don't worry about your defense, Brother Nutty. He said he's going to give you the wisdom and the word. Oh, help me, Holy
to
Spirit.
To fight again, hey, he gonna give you the stuff you need to defend yourself, and he gonna defend for you sometimes. You just
the defense is
the Holy Spirit in this Bible, reading this Bible, getting these instructions. That's your defense, friend. That's the defense,
Lord. Yeah. My.
Being a man of God is your defense.
I'm going to go back up to 15 one time, Brother. Now, he said, for I will give you words. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I like this. I will give you words and wisdom that none of your advisors will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. By brothers and sisters, relatives and friends, Brother Nutty. and they will put some of you to death. Oh, my, my, my. Everyone will hate you because of me, he said, but not a hair of your head will perish. He said, everybody will hate you because of me. See, that's why you got to be careful. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I don't know why I'm going here. But you got to be careful for playing around, mingling around with people that ain't believers like you, brother, buddy. Oh, friends and family. My brother, because listen,
the devil's playground.
Oh, help
don't
me.
Be playing on devil, listen, don't be playing on the devil's playground.
So we can get it clearly. Listen to what it said. He said, you will be betrayed even by parents, by brothers and sisters, relatives and friends. Oh, you got to have all your people grounded in the Lord, brother. Nutty. You got to have everybody on one accord. You got to have your kids. You got to pray for your children like Brother Eric said yesterday and put God in your children's life, man. You got to have, oh, help me, Holy. It says you will be betrayed even by parents, by brothers and sisters, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. It says everyone will hate you because of me. Oh, my God. My. Oh, some meat right there, brother. Buddy. It's some meat. You say, my mama gone. You say, I can be betrayed by my brother and my sister and my mama. Yeah, you can be betrayed by them, but they don't know God, brother. Buddy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can be misled if they don't know God. Oh, my. Oh, yes, they can be misled. Mm-hmm. They can follow the ways of the devil if they don't know God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Persuaded. The devil be whispering in their ear.
Yes, Lord. Oh, it says, but do not. It says, everyone will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish. Listen to what he said. He said, stand firm, and you will win life. Oh, my. Stand firm and you will win life. Stand firm and you will win life. When you see Jerusalem being surrounded by armies, you will know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judah flee to the mountains.
Take your time, right?
It says, let those who are in Judah flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the city get out. And let those in the country not enter the city. For this is the time of punishment and fulfillment of all that has been written. My. How dreadful it will be in these days, Brother Nutty. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. It says there will be great distress in the land and rape against those people, against these people. It says they will fall by the sword and will be taken as prisoners to all the nations, Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. My. Listen to what it reads like. I'm going to keep on going. It says, there will be signs in the sun, Brother Nutty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In the moons and in the stars. On the earth, nations will be in agonies, in perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. It says people will faint from fear, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, Brother Nutty. Oh, we in the uproar right now about a little coronavirus, Brother Nutty. People will faint for terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly body will be shaken, Brother Nutty. It will be shaken.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
It says, at that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory, Brother Nutty. Oh, he gonna come on in. They say at this time they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud of great power and glory. Oh, it says when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your head, Brother Nutty, because your redemption is drawing near, my brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Help me, Holy Spirit. My.
This pandemic, yes, earthquake, hurricane just come in. There's all kind of turmoil going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
They better take heat.
Yeah. Oh,
take
yeah. My God.
Hey, Ren.
My God.
Ooh. Yeah. He coming.
Oh, he coming. Coming, my brother.
He coming.
Yes. Yes, Lord. I'm going over to Matthew 26. I'm going to start at 36.
Matthew.
That's your name. Listen to what it reads like, Brother Matty. The people of our land. Listen to what it reads like. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, sit here while I go over there and pray. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled, Brother Nutty. It says, then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, the Lord was feeling some type of weight right around this time, Brother Nutty. He was feeling some type of weight. He said, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. This is what it is like. It says, going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, Brother Buddy. He said, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yet not as I will, but as your will. Oh, he asked the Lord to take it away from him, Brother Nutty. Oh, he asked the Lord to take it away. It was heavy on his heart. It was burning on him. He said, Lord, if it's possible, just take it away from him. Oh, my. Listen, then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping, Brother Nutty. It says, couldn't you man keep watch with me for an hour? He asked Peter. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He told Peter. He went away a second time and prayed. Oh, because he was just still on him, Brother Nutty. He went away a second time and prayed. My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to take it away unless I drink it, may your will be done. When he came back, he again found them sleeping. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, Brother Nutty, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't be asleep, Brother Nutty. He said, the hour has come. And the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Rise and let us go. Here comes my betrayer. Oh, the people around him, Brother Matty. He it was heavy on his heart. He knew something was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but the people around him, Brother Nutty, when he needed them to stand in the gap and pray for him and pray, they were going to, they went to sleep on him, Brother Nutty.
They turned their back on him.
My. The disciples went
didn't know him.
My God. The people of the land, Brother Nutty. The people around them. Hey, Brother Nutty, when something heavy on your heart, and something bothering you, and something burdening you, you don't need no wife or no sister, no brother that's going to, when you need them to stand in the gap for you and come to the throne of grace on behalf of you, man. You don't need them to be going to no sleep. You need them to be wide awake, man. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
you need somebody that's
going
to stand in there with you, man. My.
Somebody that can help you. Yes, sir.
My God.
Hey, Randy.
I'm gone, everybody.
Yes, sir.
I'm gone. I'm going over to James. James 4. I'm going to start at verse 7. Oh, he said the disciples went to sleep all three times, Brother Matty. When he asked them, hey, pray with me. Pray for me, man. I'm going through some things. I'm having some problems. Oh, some people finna come in and try to take me away from here. Pray with me, Peter. Pray for me. Help me, Holy Spirit. And they went to sleep all three times, my brother. I'm over in James 4. I'm going to start at verse 7. I'm almost done, my brother. It says, submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart. You double-minded, grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter into mourning and your joy into gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Help me, Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or a sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it, judging yourself, my brother. There is only one lawgiver and judger, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are to judge, who are you to judge? Your neighbor? My. My. He said, resist the devil and he'll flee, brother. Mate. Come close to God and he'll come close to you. Draw close to God and he'll draw close to you. My. He's going to wash his hands. You sinners, purify your heart. My.
Pure heart. Hey, Randy, we talked about the pure heart. Pure heart is what? Love. We talked about that last week, you know.
It's a lot of heart
that's got a little dinginess in it that needs to be purified.
Oh yeah. My. Okay, my brother, I'm gonna go over here to the Second Chronicles, and I'm done, my brother. I'm done.
Okay.
Chronicles 7. And I'm going to start at. Verse 11. Listen to what it reads like. We learned a little bit about Solomon yesterday. Solomon, the Lord came to Solomon in a dream yesterday. We learned a little bit about Solomon yesterday, brother.
The wisdom.
Yeah. It says, when Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord in the royal palace, he had succeeded and carried out all he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord in his own palace. the Lord appeared to him at night and said, he always comes to Solomon at night, I see. he comes to Solomon in the dream, brother. Buddy. he said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifice. When I set up the heaven so that there is no more rain or command locusts to devour the land or send a plague amongst my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal the land. Now my eyes will be open, and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I have chosen to consecrate this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. As for you, if you walk before me faithfully as David your father did and do all I command and observe my decree and law, I will establish your royal throne as I covenanted with David your father when I said, you shall never fall to have a successor to rule over Israel. But if you turn away or forsake your decree and commands I have given you and go off and serve other gods and worship them, then I will uproot Israel from my land, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, which I have given them, and will reject this temple I have consecrated for my name. I will make it a byword, and an object of ridicule amongst all people. The temple will become a heap of rubble. All who pass by will be appealed and say, why has the Lord done such a thing to this land and to this temple? People will answer because they have forsaken the Lord, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, the God of the ancestors who brought them out of Egypt and have embraced other gods and worshiped and served them, Brother Nutty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That is why he brought all this disaster on them.
Hey, Ren. That's the end of that. You two brothers. I got something I want everybody to hear.
Come on, brother.
Listen to this, Ren. This some of this down south southern good gospel music.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. So much trouble makes me cry sometimes. I lay awake at night, but that's all right. 'Cause I know Jesus. After a while, trouble in my way. After cry sometimes.
Hey, Randy, trouble in the way. Yes, the land's in trouble. Guess who's going to fix it for us, Randy? Guess who's going to fix it for us, Randy?
Oh,
Randy,
yeah.
It's so much trouble. So much trouble.
My God.
Worry. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I had to play that, Randy, because that's who's going to fix it for us. It's Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Hey, Randy. It's just been... If anybody was listening and anybody looking at the news, if anybody is paying attention to what you just spoke of when you started, pandemic, disasters, all that is going on right now.
Right now.
Right
yes.
now.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Right now. We living in that right now part of the Bible right now. It's going on right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
We got, people just got to rise up, pick this Bible up, listen to some of this stuff we're talking about. It ain't just stuff we're talking about. It's what they say. It's nonfiction, meaning it ain't false. In my eye, it ain't. Boy. It's the truth. He coming.
Yeah.
Hey, Rand, I just had to do that. I just felt that right there. I'm back out the way.
My.
Back out the way.
Hey, my brother. You, listen. Let the Holy Spirit have His way. We can open up the lines if anybody want to speak on anything we talked about today or anything, or just say no, thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus,
sir.
Well, you know the line is open right now.
Anybody got anything to say?
If not, we're gonna go ahead and get out of here, Brother Nutty.
Hey, Randy, we brought a good one today. He brought one.
Oh yeah.
I mean.
Oh yeah.
Like I say, it just. Hey man, you speaking on what's really going on.
Yes, Lord.
We just gotta open my eyes up, open my mind. Just gotta open my mind. If anybody got anything to say on this, just hit the one button.
Well, watch this, Brother Nutty, while we wait. Watch this.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah!
Say this to all our listeners. We appreciate y'all coming on and listening to us. We just a nobody trying to be somebody. That's all we doing. We just trying to spread God's word. We want to thank everybody that listened to us. We may just don't know. Sometimes we need this. And if not, Randy, you can go ahead and pray us out of here. We'll play a song and get up. Yes, sir.
My God. Father God,
ain't
name,
nobody.
Lord, we just thank you again, Lord, for having your way on this show, Lord, for having your way on God's plan, Lord. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that the word didn't fall on deaf ears, Father God, that it go out in the universe and do what it is said to do. It don't return void, Lord. We thank you for the listeners, Father God. We thank you for every man and woman, Lord, that came on today, Father God. We thank you for the ones that's listening online. We thank you for the ones that just hear by the Spirit with us, Father God. We ask that you just be with us, Lord, in all we do. Continue to give us the desires of your heart. Lift us up, Father God. Lift us up right now, Lord. So we're praying, Father God, for tomorrow's God plan. So, Lord, we're praying that you continue to give us the increase, that you continue to draw people near, Father God, in the word of God, Lord. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
All right. Amen. Amen. Thank you.